From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Temperatures will run a bit above average for the season today, even though a few showers will be possible across the north. Skies will start to clear out overnight, leading to mostly sunny and pleasant conditions tomorrow, although tomorrow will be somewhat cooler, with highs generally in the 50s, as opposed to today's high temperatures, which will range from the upper 50s to mid-60s. It will become breezy on Wednesday, and a widespread rainfall will be advancing. Areas west of the Greens will have the best chance of seeing rain during the day on Wednesday, with rainfall potentially heavy spreading across the entire region on Wednesday night. Rain showers will remain scattered to numerous on Thursday, with conditions remaining blustery but considerably cooler. Early this afternoon, mostly sunny skies affect the bulk of the region. Clouds will be increasing over northern areas later today. An approaching cold front is responsible and will be responsible for a few widely scattered showers over northern areas this afternoon and this evening. Low clouds that developed over the Connecticut Valley late this morning have been dissipating as southerly winds increase. Light showers this afternoon have been developing initially over the St. Lawrence Valley and Adirondacks, and the chance of an afternoon shower will more generally affect areas along and west of the Greens early to mid-afternoon before reaching the Northeast Kingdom and perhaps northern New Hampshire late in the day. The front that is responsible for all this is relatively moisture-starved, and so showers this afternoon and evening should be relatively spotty and light where they do occur. The front will move off to our east this evening, and that should bring shower activity to a fairly abrupt end across eastern areas within a couple hours after sundown. A cool breeze will follow in the footsteps of the front overnight. Cool high pressure overhead tomorrow will provide a crisp and otherwise mostly sunny day, featuring nearly ideal conditions for the middle of October. Less than ideal conditions will be building in on Wednesday. However, recent computer model trends have wanted to slow down the onset of rainfall on Wednesday, and so some areas, particularly those east of the Green Mountains, might manage to remain dry until Wednesday evening. A strong upper-level system will be moving through the Great Lakes and toward us on Wednesday. This will initially involve a strong surface low centered over northern Lake Huron. At the same time, a more moisture-rich southern system will be marching northward just inland from the mid-Atlantic coast. Energy from the inland system is likely to become rapidly absorbed into the coastal low late Wednesday and Wednesday night. On Wednesday night, the heaviest rainfall will occur, most likely concentrated in areas south of Route 2 and possibly in the Adirondacks. On Thursday, the upper-level system will move overhead while a sprawling surface low moves into the Maritimes. As a result, it will be quite cool, showery, and blustery on Thursday, with conditions beginning to improve on Friday. In the forecast summary, this afternoon, mostly cloudy in the St. Lawrence Valley, otherwise partly to mostly sunny, then increasing clouds north. Chance of an afternoon shower along and west of the northern Greens, reaching the Northeast Kingdom late. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s north and low to mid-60s in the south. Winds from the south to southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 20 west of the Greens. Tonight, partly cloudy south, chance of an evening shower north, then partial clearing, lows from the mid-30s to around 40, some upper 20s in the Adirondacks. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 50s, some lower 50s northeast and in the Adirondacks. West winds around 5 miles an hour east of the Greens, from the southwest 5 to 10 in areas west of the Greens. And for the day on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of showers west of the Greens, mainly in the afternoon, slight chance east, highs from the mid-50s to around 60, broad valleys in the low to mid-60s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.